Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Until 9 o'clock this morning, so you still have time to hit up the Milwaukee Brewers Prep Rally. Free brats, free Brewers flags, and a chance to buy postseason tickets before they go on sale universally at 10 o'clock this morning. All happening at American Family Field. Another special guest on the line for us this morning. Please welcome Packers Hall of Famer, Dancing with the Stars champion, and a guy who eats cousin subs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Double D Donald Driver.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, how did you get tangled all up in this at this Brewers pep rally?
No, yeah, I think one thing we've always understand is that, you know, a true fan comes together, right? So I've always been a fan of the Brewers since the day I walked in here in 1999. It's been like that ever since. So the opportunity presented itself to be an ambassador for the Brewers, and you know, I couldn't turn it down.
So how many selfies have you taken so far today?
Oh my God, I couldn't even tell you. I'll say it's probably been over a couple of hundred, but it's been fun.
Yeah, we've seen you on TV, you look really happy.
I'm always happy. Y'all know I don't get mad at anything. But this is you know what's most amazing part is that it truly shows the love and support of Wisconsin fans, man. I mean, for all of them to keep coming out. I mean, I'm sitting over here doing an interview and the lines is down the street. I mean, it's just crazy how much our community comes together and to show their love and support. And so they did it for me for 20 some years and they continue to do it today, so it's exciting.
How into baseball are you, Donald? I guess you and I have never talked baseball.
Well, no, you're not. I'll say this. I grew up, as you know, growing up in Houston, Texas, man, I grew up an Astros fan.
Yeah.
That was kind of the whole thing with Nolan Ryan and all those great guys back in the days. And so when I, you start thinking about who your teams are. And so when I came to Wisconsin, you know, I had to switch over to the Brewers. And then I still go back and forth between the Astros just depending on, if they're having a good season or not. So maybe I'm a weather fan. You know, if they're doing good, I support them. If they don't, then I don't. But I've been a Brewers fan since day one.
Hey, we got to get you throwing out a first pitch or something. You should start working that.
Well, I've already done. You know, yeah. I've done all those great things. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's got to be something. Maybe they let me play third base. Let me be third base coach for one inning. Just
okay.
One inning. I'm just going to send them home every time. So it's like, hey, don't stop with it. I tell you to go. I got trust in you that you're fast, so you'll be good.
Hey, we asked Mark Tauscher about this earlier, Donald. There's no NFL equivalent for the champagne celebration in the clubhouse after you clinch a playoff spot. Would you have liked that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yes. I mean, I said that. I think I've said that every single year. Why, you know, when we win, you know, we went back in the days when we was in, the Central, the North, I used to always say, why we don't clinch? We clinch a playoff, why we don't bust champagne? And then if we make it to the next round, why we don't do it? But you see Major League Baseball, they do that all the time, right? And it's not about winning the World Series. It's just like, hey, we clinched another title. And so that's what I've always said. Even when the Super Bowl, right, I thought we was going to have champagne and everything. We get to win the Super Bowl, we have to go back to the club, you know, basically go back to the hotel and celebrate with the fans. So I don't know. I don't know why the NFL doesn't do that, but I think that maybe they need to look into it. So, you know, it could be a true ceremony that I think every single player can embrace.
I did hear some stories about that post party at the hotel, though.
That's pretty good.
I think it was okay.
But we've seen a lot of it, right?
Right.
Yeah, maybe we should probably should switch it over a little bit. Who knows? You never know.
I did hear it was okay.
Hey, speaking of the NFL, your guy Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old threw two touchdowns last night.
Yeah, that's a good day for him. That's a good day. He normally throws six, so I don't know. We don't know what's going on, but. You know, I think this is the thing. For a guy to still be at 40, still playing at the highest level he's playing at, you truly got to support that and love it. So I'm excited that he's continued to play at a high level, especially coming off an injury last year, to be able to go out there and continue to do what he do and love the game as much as he loved the game. You have to take your hat off to the guy.
Man, that's really special for you. I was telling Eric Donald when we were at one of your events for the Hall of Fame, and you were telling me about how you connected your son with – He was like, yeah, well, I told Wood he needed to talk to him about something. And I'm thinking, Wood. Oh, yeah, Charles Woodson.
Yeah. No, I think that's the fun part about it is when you just, you know, you think about all the guys that you played with, against, and watched. It's truly amazing just to be in the same category with half of these guys as true Hall of Famers. And I'm excited just to be in the same, you know, mentioning the same breath with half of them.
Packers great Donald Driver on the line with us. How's the Brat situation? Are they holding out? Are we going to make it to 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we're good. I think we got more brats than we probably need, but it's going to be fun. I think Johnsonville's doing an amazing job. Oh, yeah, we can't give them 2 and 3, Bros. We just got to give them 1. Some people have been asking for 2 or 3, and we just tell them, like, listen, we only can give you 1. They was like, well, don't. I got my cousin that I'm going back to see. I'm like, your cousin's not here. Sorry. If your cousin's not here, cousin doesn't get a bra.
So that might be our fault.
That might be our fault.
We told Robin Yount to give 2 to people if they ask.
And that's probably why he did it. Yeah, he was giving them out earlier. That's probably what he did. He screwed everybody up.
Didn't mean to do that. Tell everybody we're sorry, Donald. Hey, man, great to catch up. Go Brewers. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Y'all be good.